Yachidi day. Rashi says, Maimed de Shachris. The Mishnah says, a day you say Hallel, so Hallel you say during Shachris. That Shachris, you don't have to say Maimed. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah again. Yekol Yom Shesh Pei Hallel Ein Maimed de Shachris. That's what it says. Yeah. So how come Hallel, it only stops Shachris, that's all. Then the Mishnah says, when the day you bring a Korban Musaf ain't Benila. Mashma, there's no Maimid by Korban Nila. That's all. But Mashma, all other Tfilas, you do have Maimid. Just by Nila, you don't have Maimid. That's the kasha. How come when you daven have Hallel, it pushes off the Tfilah of Shachris? That you say Hallel, you don't have the Maimid. You don't have a special Tfilah to Hashem then. O Mashma, a day you bring a Korban Musaf, it says Le'dochidi day, it doesn't push off Tfilas Musaf. Master by Musaf, you do have a Maimid. Only Nila, the Mishnah says, you don't have a Nila. Trashu Maishino Musaf, Le'dochidi day. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Yom Shiesh by Musaf, a day that you have Musaf, a Yom Tov, a Cholomoyed, or a Rosh Chodesh, ain't by Mincha, for Le'kitoni ain't by Musaf. Or our gear just says ain't by Nila.
What does the Bach say, Baines?
Get a maimed for each tefillah? Yeah, right.
No. Every day there's another maimed. The maimed means at the end of that Shemone Esrei there, they used to say special tefillahs to Hashem, that Hashem should be mekabel the korbanos that the Yidden are bringing today. Right, every tefillah had. It says the day they had a korban musaf, it says, ein boy mincha. The Mishnah says, v'loy ketani ein boy musaf, to loydocha di day elder mincha. So mashma, when you have a korban musaf, it's just by mincha you don't have the maimid. But mashma, by musaf, you do have the maimid. That's the kasha. Why? How come the day you have halil, that's joined shachris, it pushes off shachris, doesn't have a maimid. And the day you bring a korban musaf, it only pushes off mincha or nila, but it doesn't push off the musaf itself. During that musaf, you do have a maimid. So omalei ravashi, Vashi answered back, that can't be pshana mishna vada. Hashtu delavdi day dochi, madach when you have a korban musaf. By Nila, by Mincha, you don't say Maimid, it pushes it off the other tefillahs, the day like Koshchein. For sure and for sure, Avad, it pushes off. Avad, by Musaf also, there's no Korban Musaf. Omalei, he said back to him, Hochi kemi l'cho. This is what I mean to say. Rashi says, Hochi kemi boi l'meima. This is what I mean to say. Loi litchi elodi day. The kashas pakertin. You take it true. Well, by the way, today you bring a korban musaf. When the Mishnah says you don't have a maimid by mincha, it means not only by musaf don't you say the maimid, but even by mincha also you don't say the maimid. So on this, he asked the kasha, how come? Elmalei hocha coming. This is what my kasha I have to ask to you. Le'litchi eldi day, like musaf should be, korban musaf should be just like halo. Just like a day you say halo. You only push off by shachris, you don't say maimid. That's filon. Who adin, the day you have a korban musaf, by Musaf, I understand you push off, there's no Tfilas Maimid. But by Mincha, by Nila, Luchur, you should have a Tfilas Maimid. Or Malay, he answered back, Iki Reb Yosef the Koi Kavotah. Inichlin, according to your Kasha, Reb Yosef, like I said, like you. The Tani will learn like this. Reb Yosef Yoimir, Kol Yoim Shiyesh by Musaf. Any day they daven a Tfilas Musaf. You should know, Yesh by Maimid. They have a Maimid, that day they do say Maimid. Fred Gemara, Maimid Demai. Which Maimid do you mean? Ilema Maimid the Shacharis, if you want to say Maimid the Shacharis, Hotanakama Nama Yochikomer. Hotanakama is also masking. In other words, by Shacharis, for sure there's the Maimid. Even the Tanakama also says there was a Maimid by Shacharis. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is arguing on somebody, so he's arguing on the Tanakama. So Tanakama holds by Shachris as Maimid, for sure Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi also holds as a Maimid by Shachris. So that can't be the Chiddush. For Maimid the Musaf, the day, Nami Ledochi, like how could that be? If you want to say that Musaf pushes off something, for sure it should push off that you don't say the Maimid during its own tefillah. Ela de Mincha, Nechur, what Rabbi Yosi meant to say, there you have Musaf. You have Maimid, he meant to say by Mincha, you have Musaf. Senech Nami, Rabbi Yosi holds like your Kasha. Your kasha was, just like Hallel only pushes off its own Tfilah Shacharis, so you ask, when the day you have Tfilah Musaf, should also be. Only during Musaf don't have the Maimid, but by Mincha you should have the Maimid. So you answer like Enech Nami, you're saying a good Svara, and Rabbi Yosi holds like you. Rav Yossi says you only push off by Musaf, the Maimed by Musaf. When you daven Tfilas Musaf, you don't have a Maimed then, a special Tfilah for the Karbonis. But by Mincha, you do have it. So Rav Yossi yells like you. Yeah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Korban Eitzim Dochi. Maimed Musaf the day Namila Dochi, Ella de Mincha. Korban Eitzim Dochi.
Where is here? Shall I go see in the Gemara with the Aleph here?
Alright, the Gur is, it should be El de Mincho Danila. Now that's what it means, that what do you have? El de Mincho Danila. That's where it should be Gur. El de Mincho Danila. El Alav Danila Shmamina. The day Dochi. The Lav the day Lai Dochi Shmamina. The carbonates and who you should take out. The Gersh should be, Elamai, what's Shang Nab Yasi? That when you have a Kerba Musaf, you only push off the Maimid of Musaf. Renachanami. Mincho Danila you do have. Is Shemamina, there's such a svar like that. There's a svar to say that when you have a Korban Musaf, you only push off Min Musaf, but Min Chenila, you talk to do have the Maimed. Tanila Shemamina, the day Dochi. The Lavdi day, Loi Dochi, Shemamina. The marvel listening, Nami, Nabi Echad Benisin. How come the Mishnah doesn't say Echad Rosh Chodesh Nisan also, Loi Hoyed by Maimed? How come the Mishnah doesn't say in Rosh Chodesh Nisan also, there's no Maimed, with Neshiyesh by Halel, for Korban Musaf? The Korban Eitzim. So you have all these three things on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a Rosh Chodesh, you say Hallel. You have a Korban Musaf then, and you also have a Korban Eitzim. So there should be no Maimon at all on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Trashi display Hallel the Rosh Chodesh, and has all these things, and Korban Musaf takes away Musaf, and Korban Eitzim takes away also Mincha. What? What? No, you have to have a Korban Eitzim also on it. We want a day that has a Korban Eitzim also. Musaf alone, we just said, Hallel takes away Shachris. Musaf takes away Musaf. But Mincha and Nili should have. The Korban Eitzim, it also takes away. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have all three things, then there should be no Maimon at all. So my Rover answers, Zaysa Meris, Halila de Reishi Archalav de Reisa. That we say Stam Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, that's not me de Reisa. Trashi, Zaysa Meris, Midaloi Ketoni Nami Biechad Benisim. Since the Mishnah does not say also an Echad Benisin, Alma, we see from here, Hallel the Rosh Chodesh. That we say Hallel on the regular Rosh Chodesh, Loidochel Leila Maimed. It doesn't push off the Maimed of Shachris. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they daven Shachris, they do say the Maimed. Shemamina Delav the Yeraisu, Eleminik Lekamon. That you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not the Yeraisu, it's not even a Chomad Gadin, it's only a Minik Biyam, like we'll soon see. We don't say Hallel Sholem, we only say half Hallel. To Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoytzadik, Shemayna Asa Yoyim Ashona Yochid Goyim Ben Etahalol. There are 18 days throughout the year that even a Yochid says Gantz Halol, the whole Halol. The Elohein, these are the 18 days. Shemayna Yimei Achan, the 8 days of Sukkis, we say Gantz Halol, the whole Halol. Who Shemayna Yimei Chanukah? That is not Midiraisa, but Koponim is a din Midrabonin that the 8 days of Chanukah we say Halol, the whole Halol you say during Chanukah. That's 16. The Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Midirais is gone in Eretz Yisrael, is only one day Pesach. The Yom Tov Harishon Shel Atzeres, or Poshed, the Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. These are the 18 days Midirais in Eretz Yisrael that you say Gan Talo. Uva Goyler means a Chutz Loretz. When you have 2 days Yom Tov, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, Esrim V'Yechud Yom, you have another 3 days. For the Pesach, for the Sukkot another day, and for Shavuos another day, you have 21 days. V'yeluhein tisha shemei achag, and Chutz Loretz, you have the 9 days of Sukkot, because you have an extra day for Chutz Loretz. Shemayin shemei Chanukah, that's the same. U'shnei yomim o'rishonim shel Pesach, the first 2 Yom Tov, the first 2 days of Pesach, we say Gantz Halel. U'beis yomim tovim shel Atzeres. These are the 21 days that we say Gantz Halel. Now, Rav Ikloy Lebovel. Rav once went up to visit in Bovel. Chazino de Kokori Halilo. Bereisha Yarchi. Heard them the way they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Is Savali Asakinu? He thought to stop them. Like, that's not one of the 18 days that you say Hallel. You don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, you want to stop them. Avikivon de Choza de Komadlik de Luye. He saw they were not saying the whole Hallel. They skipped the Hafti. They skipped in between two parshas. Is Omar, then Rav said, Shemamina minig avasechem yadayim. It's only a minig of a seichem that they could do. It's not like an ikadim with rabbonin. It's not a minig, like Rashi says. Minig of a seichem yudayim. Ah, well, hallo de Chanukah. That's to say, hallo and Chanukah. We're going viecha betevis, vadi dochi. And Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that's during Chanukah, then for sure we push off the mamodis. The chivon, the neviim tiknu. Oh, it's not a dreis, it's neviim we're masakin it. But this is a takon of neviim. Shiyu oimrim oisa, yakol perik o perik. Viyakol tzorosh letov yaleim. Kishinigolim, you oim remoisi agulosan, kid yiraisadomi. That the Rabbanu were masakin, any time Klai Yisrael went through a bit tzorah, and they were saved from the tzorah, like the Chanukah, after they won over the nest of the Chashmonoim, then they were masakin to say, Hallel, 8 days. So it's like a deraisa. So therefore, on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that's a Mohammed Gadin. That Hallel, the Gan Talo, pushes off the Mamodis. Mashenkin, after we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's like a Yochid Kleimer. Afilu Yochid Gomer Ben Esalu, Shekolechid Yochid Chayav Ligmer Ben Esalu.
This is the beginning of Rashi. Right.
The kids, the most heritage though, that on Rosh Chodesh that we say Hallel, it's only Minigav Asechem Yodayim. Tona Yochid La Yaschil, Fiyam Hitzchul Gomer. A Yochid shouldn't start, but if he starts, he has the right to finish.
All right, turn over.
Rashi says like this: Tana learned lo yaschel and tzorach lahaschel b'rosh chodesh. Or yochel if you daven privately, you don't daven b'minyan, you don't daven b'tzibur, you don't have to say hallel. But if he started though, if he did say it, he has the right to finish it. L'maaseh, our many gives we do say hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Even a yochid davens by himself, he says hallel. But here the Gemara says yochid layaskal. A yochid doesn't have a chiyuv to start saying hallel by himself privately. Just for him, his chulgaim. If you did say hallel, you have a right to finish it. So the kids said that's the terrace to the Mishnah on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is in the middle of Yemei Chanukah. That's right. That hallel you say then is for the minig neviim hain that you have to say gantz hallel. That's a stronger hallel. That hallel has a right to push off to mamodis. Therefore, in Rosh Chodesh Tevis, you don't say my mother's at all. Mashenkin, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, since that's only like a halal Shaboy, it's only like a regular Rosh Chodesh, it's a regular halal, that you only say half halal, you don't say God's halal. So such a halal, it's only a minig of a seichem, that halal doesn't fish off to my mother's. Therefore, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they did say to my mother's during Shachris. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Hey Devorim, Ires Avoseinu B'Shivavos, Shivavos Abatamis. 5 bad things happened to Klai Yisrael on Shivavos Abatamis. First one was Nishtabru HaLuchis. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis, was on Shivavos Abatamis. For the Gemara, we know them. How do we know it was Shivavos Abatamis? That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis. Is the Tanya we learned like this. Peshisha LaChodesh Nitnu Aseres HaDibris. On the 6th day of Sivan, that's when the Aseres HaDibris were given, Li Yisrael. That's what Tanakhama holds. We have Yosi Yoima Vishivaboy. Rabbi Yosi says, no, Moshe was Hoysef Yemechad Midaitoi, and the Meister, the Luchas, was first given to him on the 7th day of Sivan. Is Man the Yoima Vishisha Nitnu, the one that says it was given on the 6th day, where it means Vishisha Nitnu, the third, the Seras Adibra was given to Moshe on the 6th day of Sivan, or Vishiva Ola Moshe, the next day Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and he stood there for 40 days, and therefore he came down on Shiva Sabatamas. Man di yama b'shiva, the one that says no, Moshe first got the Aseres HaDibros on the 7th day. B'shiva nitnu, enech nami, the Aseres HaDibros was given to Moshe on Zion Sivan. But b'shiva ala, enech nami, on the 7th day itself, right after he got the Aseres HaDibros, he gave it to Klai Yisrael, he right away went back up to Har Sinai for 40 days to stay there to get the Torah. And he came down with the Luchas, on Shivas HaBatamis. That was 40 days later. Yeah. Rashi explained, there's no machlokes that Moshe came down on Yud Zayin B'Tamis. That's the day he broke the Luchas, which was 40 days after Zayin B'Sivan. The Yechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vayikro El Moshe B'Yom HaShvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe on the 7th day. Yechsev, Vayovoy Moshe B'Soy Chonin. Moshe went into the clouds. Vayal El Ahar. He went up to the mountain. Vayi Moshe B'Har Aboyim Yom V'Aboyim Laila. Moshe was there 40 days. So Zmashim clearly, according to everybody, he went up to Har Sinai again on Zion Sivan, and he stood there for 40 days. So the 40 days you have like this. Eskrim v'yarva the Sivan, another 21 days to Sivan. Shisasar the Thomas, He has 16 days of Tammuz. Molilu Arboyim B'Shivsa. It came out to finish after the day after the 40 days was 17th day B'Tammuz. Is Nochus, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Also he came down with Tavrinu Luchos. And that's the day he broke the Luchos. The Pasuk says, V'hik asher korav al amachne, v'ayar es ha'egol, v'ayashtach miyodev es ha'luchos, v'yishab roysen tachas ahor. That he broke them the same day he came down on Shivas B'Tammuz. That's the day he broke the Luchos. And that's fair. That was Shivas B'Tammuz. Right. Botel Hatomid. Also, that they mavato the korban hatomid, the goyim didn't let them bring any more the korbanos. Didn't let them bring the korban hatomid. They didn't have any more animals to bring the korban hatomid. Mercy is a gemara. That's time it's a gemara. Drashi kaki balnu miavaseinu. That on Shivas of Thomas, that was the day they start bringing the korban hatomid. Hufko ir b'yud zayin heavy that they broke into Yerushalayim on the 70th day of Thomas. But the Mar Ayvul Ksiv the pasuk says. It says on the 9th day of Tammuz, they broke into the city on the 9th day of Tammuz. How come we almost just saying on Yud Zayin? On our Rav Lakash, there's no stira. Kan Barishoina, kan Bishniya. Titania, Barishoina, Taka was Hufkir, Batisha, Batamas. So by the first base of Migdosh, they first broke into the city on the 9th day of Tammuz. Peshniya on the base of Mikdash Hasheni, Peshivasaboy. They broke into the base of Mikdash, they broke into the Yerushalayim, into the city, on the 70th day of Tammuz. So if Al Mishnah says, Shivasaboy Tammuz goes on the base of Mikdash Hasheni. That's when they broke into Yerushalayim. Vartan says, Sorath, Afustamas Esatora. He burnt up the Torah on Shivasaboy Tammuz, Vaiti Gemara. Doesn't say anywhere clearly. That's the Gemara has a Kabbalah, that's when it happened. Then Hemet Selim Behechel, he also put a Selim into the Hechel, into the base of Mikdash. We know, how do we know this? You see what the Pasuk says, Umeyes Husar HaTomid, Velosei Shokut Shoimim. Now at the same time they took away the Korban HaTomid, that's when he put the Shokut Shoimim, he put the Selim into the Hechel. And we know they stopped the Tomid on Shivas and Tamiz, so therefore that's the same day he put the Selim. Tosh Kleima, Hoksiv Kurachrina, the Chsiv Bei Shekutsum, the Mashma Trei. For the more of a chad hever is only one selim. I will say about knav shikutsim mishuma mash mishkutsim aloshin rabim. They were a tutzlam. He put two statues there. On my rova trei hever enichnami. He put two. The Rashi says claimo ksiv krach rin the ksiv bay shikutsim the mash mitrei trei hever shemida menashe vehichel menashe taka brought two selims, two statues into the hechel. But the meisa was v'nofu chad achavrei v'tavrei leli yodei. That one fell on the other one and broke its foot. And the one that had its hands broken off, that we don't count. I mean,